It's time for you to realize that you are the determiner of what things mean. It's up to you to decide what a thing means, so you never have to suffer if you don't want to. Now you can embrace the fact that you're free always to choose what things mean. Okay? So start doing that. You've always been free to decide what things mean. Now start using that freedom and start flexing your power. Think about your job. Why do you do your job? You do it because you want to. No matter how much you complain, you do the job because you prefer it to your belief of what would happen if you didn't do it. So let's get powerful here. You do your job because you want to, period. You don't have to. You're free. Now all the things that, you know, go on in your head that make your job miserable and your life a living hell, remember, those are just motivators. That has nothing to do with what's really happening, okay? You're doing your job, you're showing up there 40 hours a week because you want to, because you prefer it to the consequences. So it's time to start living that way. Your frustrations are not real. Your frustrations have nothing to do with what's going on. They're just there to motivate you. So if you want to change jobs, just change jobs. If you want to improve the one that you're working at now, start improving it by asking, what do you want? You see, the complaining and the frustrations are just ways that you take care of yourself, and basically they kill you. So stop doing that. Start realizing you're there because you want to be, and if you want to make it a better place, make it a better place. If you want to go somewhere else, go somewhere else. You see? What do you want? Comes back to that, right? Now it's time to let go of your guilt because you don't have to motivate yourself that way anymore. And you know that you've been doing the best you can do. So use the techniques on this audio program and let go of your guilt. It's also time to start questioning all the unquestionable beliefs and the judgments and to start letting them go a little bit at a time. As you're comfortable, start with some easy ones. Remember, if you want to keep the beliefs, you can keep them. Just like if you want to suffer, you can. If you want to make yourself unhappy, you can. But please know it's on purpose. If you want to yell at somebody, you still can. But know it's on purpose and you're trying to motivate them. And then just see how well it works. Okay? It's all commerce, you know. You are doing things to get things. So hey, if you're yelling at somebody and you're trying to get love, just watch. See if it works, okay? If you're making yourself guilty and you're trying to motivate yourself, just watch and see how much energy it gives you. Maybe it's time to stop punishing yourself and to maybe love yourself a little bit. Encourage yourself and speak kindly to yourself.